This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Now, you're all over solar, but particularly today we're going to talk about commercial solar.
That's right. Commercial buildings, as you can imagine, Darren, are usually quite large, poorly insulated, have high heating and lighting, electrical loads. They have server racks, computers, ventilation systems, cooking appliances. All businesses have some sort of electrical loads or inputs. And they tend to pay more for power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this makes any solar power you have on your roof more valuable. A lot of houses are empty during the day, aren't they? But guess where they are, Darren? They're at work. Why doesn't their work have solar? You know, the perfect fit. All their loads are on one tariff, so every single daytime load can be potentially offset by the solar. So little or no export. For every kilowatt hour consumed on site from your solar is worth about 26 to up to 35 cents. There's also tax implications. You buy a solar system for your small to medium or large size business, you're guaranteed a minimum of a 5% depreciation.
Yep.
Minimum. And there are some other really awesome tax implications as well, and DMS Energy can show you how to maximise the best tax outcomes from your investment with a rapidly accelerated depreciation strategy. For a commercial solar system, if it's designed right, it will give you a return on investment easily between 20 and 30%.
Now, that's pretty good numbers.
That's pretty good. I don't know about you, Darren, but the last time I looked, banks are only giving... Well, they're giving nothing now. They're nearly about ready to charge us to keep their... Put money into their...
Yeah.
So while we're speaking today, Darren, we've got solar on the DMS Energy building and it's earning me 30%. By all means, come in and check it out. And you can actually check it out as it's mounted on the showroom wall.
And that's earning, not just saving, earning.
Earning, that's right.
Yeah.
So the power prices recently have fallen a bit. But if you were to draw a graph over the last 20 years, which way do you reckon the trajectory of that graph would be, Darren?
Power prices still going up.
Yeah, that's
And they're
right.
going to continue to go up.
Yeah, so sometimes they're going to go down, sometimes they're going to go up. But overall, the
generally, it's up.
Yeah, it's going to go up. This means commercial solar systems assist your energy costs today, but they also can protect your business from price rises in the future. This also means if the power prices do rise, well, guess what? So does return on your investment because the power is now worth more. How many things in life have you bought that have paid for themselves, Darren?
Okay, struggle to think of anything.
I can't think of anything either. So nearly everything I've bought has either cost me money or has been worth significantly less when I've sold it. So from a capital investment point of view, they're a liability, not an asset. Solar power, solar hot water, LED lights are an asset for your everyday business and they're worth exploring. So this year, we've put in around 30 commercial solar systems for large to small businesses and organisations, ranging from 100, well, actually, we're putting in a 336 kilowatt system at the moment, down to 20-odd kilowatts. We spend a fair bit of time in designing to suit your daytime load profile to get the best bang for your buck. So just looking at power bills can be a terrible way of determining what size solar system you require, especially for businesses that run a 24-hour operation. We had one client this year who was looking at their bills and they'd been advised and they thought they needed 100 kilowatt of solar. That was around 270 odd panels. Further analysis of their load profile showed us they only needed around 36 kilowatt as their daylight solar hour electrical loads were reasonably low with the majority of their consumption occurring between sun up and sun down.
Yeah.
So that worked out to be only a 100 panel solar job. And in the end, the client is getting full utilisation of the product that we installed and his return on investment is tracking around about 35%.
Cool.
So we don't oversell the product and we don't want to see the client overcapitalise. So I've attached for you, Darren, there to have a look at. Terrible idea for radio, I know, but there's a graphic there showing a local Devonport business with a 30 kilowatt system directly reduced their power consumption by 60%. Combined with what they've sold to the grid, that works out to be a saving of $4,570 just this year alone, and we're only just in September.
Yeah, I've got it right here. I'm looking at it. Yep.
So you can sort of, it's clear as mud, and the customer can see that as well. So that money could be redirected somewhere else into the business, or it could be kept as profit. The choice is yours, but it's putting a solar system on your business is what gives you that choice. While for those without solar, the only choice is to add your power bill to the pile of other bills that need to be paid. Other business owners are out there. There's another one that's been, I think, probably in the last 12 months, Darren. They've been talking about putting in electric vehicle chargers in the future and around their businesses to entice customers. And the thought hit behind this is those customers are going to essentially be a captive audience for at least half an hour to an hour while their car charges. Well, guess what they're going to be doing in that time? They're going to be purchasing or thinking about purchasing. They're going to be an active customer. So some really clever people thinking outside of the box about ways to reimagine their business strategies, but they all want solar power to help power those electric vehicle chargers.
Yeah.
You know, daytime business, daytime customers, daytime electrical loads. Perfect. If you're one of those businesses that are in the middle of a purple patch, one idea is to use it to invest in your business to make it more resilient when things tighten up. More resilient, more profitable. Be the master of your energy destiny and not a slave to your energy input requirements. You know, that's what having solar does for your business if properly designed and implemented. We have lease and finance options available that are still...
Lease?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, we can do that. And that gives you better tax advantages when you lease or finance ones with a very low... Well, finance is so cheap at the moment. But the actual system will pay back the money. You know, and it doesn't come out of your cash flow. So take 5 minutes to give us a call or pop into our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. We can sit down, we can have a coffee, we can look at what solutions we have to offer to make your business more profitable and less cash flow sensitive. We are your concept to completion company and we can run you through all the options.
All right. And if you can't get in, give you a call, 1300 502 599, or check out the website, dmsenergy.net.au. And if you've got a link to, if someone wants to send you an email, link through your website.
Yep. We're pretty easy to get hold of.
Yeah. And of course, on the Facebook as well. Talk to you next week.
Cheers, Darren.